chapter 9. Brother Perrant would not allow Tyria, Tribsy or Brinty back into his infirmary, even though they pleaded with him. Standing in the doorway, he blocked the entrance, resisting all their efforts.
No, no, 'tis out of the question, I'm afraid. Those two birds are under my care. I cannot risk you stirring up any more squabbles between them. Please go away.
But the other maid continued, trying to reason with him.
I promise you we won't. Brother, really. It's most important that I speak with them. If we can't come in, then perhaps you could allow them to come out. You have my solemn word we'll return them to you as soon as I have the information we require.
The infirmary keeper could be rather stubborn when he had a mind to, a quality he viewed more as a virtue than a fault.
Allow them out? Certainly not, miss. The birds are both injured creatures. They need to recover under my care. That's my final word. Now be off with you.
Perrant was about to slam the door when Abbess Lysian arrived upon the scene with the hog babe Grumby in tow. The Divan hid behind her habit, sucking on his paw. Lysian smiled disarmingly.
Ah, Brother Perrant, have you a moment to spare for a wounded kitchen helper?
The little hog babe was still sucking lustily on his paw as the abbess ushered him forward.
Tell Brother Perrant what happened to you.
Lysian removed the paw from Grumby's mouth so he could speak.
I've hurt myself, brother. Sticked me poor little paw on her hot oven and cooker dip.
The good brother forgot his stubbornness, softening instantly.
Oh, lack-a-day and deary me. Friar Bibble never told me we were having small cooked hog paws for supper. Come in, young sir. Let's see what we can do about your poor paw.
Grumby hung back reluctantly.
Baby Taggles say you're going to chop it off my paw with a big knife. Then she say you chop it off my tail too.
Crouching down, level with Grumby, the healer chuckled.
Don't you take any notice of Dibben Taggle. She's a dreadful fibber. Wait until I see her. Why, I'll put nasty ointment on her tongue and bandage it up.
Grumby giggled at the idea.
Thou teach her to fib.
Perrant led him into the infirmary.
I'll tell you how I treat cooked paws. First, I bathe them in nice, cool water. Then I apply some soothing salve and a dressing. While I'm doing this, you can use your good paw to help yourself to some candied chestnuts from my special jar. How does that sound to you, sir?
Grumby rattled his spikes with pleasure.
Sounders fine to me, brother. A big bird's gonna hate me.
He scooted out of the infirmary straight into Tyria's paws. Recognising an opportunity, she smiled winningly at Perrant.
I'm sure they wouldn't, but he's only a Divan. Probably never seen a hawk or a goose close up, brother. Oh, please, won't you reconsider letting us take them off your paws for a while so you can attend to little Grumby?
Though Lysian did not know exactly what was going on, she spoke up on behalf of Tyria and her friends.
The birds won't come to any harm with these young ones, brother. They're almost fully grown up now. I'll keep an eye on them too. What do you say, friend?
Beside being stubborn, Perrant was also highly conscious of Abbey protocol and courtesy. He bowed gravely.
If that is your wish, Mother Abbess,